Everyone stand for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Wayne website. The city council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual has not requested a public hearing. Approval of the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
We have motion and second. Roll call. I vote yes. I apologize. Is there any questions on the minutes? Okay. And I vote yes. Next is approval of the claims.
I will make a motion to approve the claims.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Any questions on the claims? And roll call. And I will vote yes. Agenda item number 5, we have library report from Heather Headley, who is our library director.
Hello. Today I'm accompanied with Sherry Carr. She's our adult services and marketing librarian, and then Kim Endicott, our library board president. You all hopefully did receive as part of the packet the annual report that we have to send out. Or not have to send out, that we do every year to the state. This is a part of a national check-in on what's happening at libraries, so every year that's part of what they gather from us. If you look at our stats from that review, you can see that we're growing. We're getting back to a return of some normalcy. Right now we're probably about 3/4% of where we were pre-pandemic in terms of people through the door. However, our checkouts and everything are pretty much equal. If you guys have any questions about the annual report, I'd be happy to answer them. Otherwise, I can just share some other things with you. Good.
I'm sure we'll have some questions when we're done.
All right. So some challenges that we're seeing at the library right now, of course, is the ongoing issue of prices and inflation. It's across the board everywhere. Book prices are definitely not going down. And in fact, they just continue to go up. Some of the things that they had put into effect during the pandemic to help alleviate some of the stress of pricing is going away. So it's like a double whammy in that effect of we're just not getting as much as we used to with our budget. Also, some challenges with balancing kind of our front-facing services with the programming coming back and everything versus all the behind-the-scenes work that we do as a staff. Pandemic really allowed us to get into some projects and clean up a lot of things. And now we understand why they were that way. Because as we return to people being in the building, you don't have time to do it all. Some previous challenges that we've seen improvement in, the delays in shipping and the paper shortage is luckily seemingly being dealt with, so things are coming much more regularly in terms of receiving our orders, which is very nice. Some successes we're seeing, we're trying new programs and seeing responses, very positive feedback from people that are participating. We're also maintaining previous programming offerings, so we're not taking anything away, we're just building. We changed our overdue process, and we're seeing much fewer accounts go through the overdue process, which is a huge relief on both staff time and I think on our patrons as well. So that's been an amazing outcome of things that took place during the pandemic. And we're seeing lots of new faces come in, which is marvelous. New families joining us, families from further around Wayne County starting to come back in, Laurel, Dixon, Wakefield. So a lot more new people, new faces, which is great. Also, the Friends of the Library bookstore, or reclaimed reads, recycled reads, location is doing well. They've been open for 2 weekends, which for a total of 16 hours, and in those 16 hours, they already raised over $800 in selling things for a dollar or less.
Nice.
So I'm pretty happy with that, pretty happy with the location and the layout and what we were able to do with the space, so thank you for that.
Is that, you know, the building down there that you moved a lot of the older books to, has that relieved some of the pressure and congestion maybe that you had at the library?
There has been some. Mainly what was down, went down there for the, in terms of the book sale, is the stuff that was in the auditorium storage.
Okay.
So it alleviated all of that and got us out of the way for some repairs to be done in some of those areas, which was needed. Those bins weren't doing very well. It also did alleviate some things with getting off the top of our shelves in the back room, which got the fire marshal a lot happier with us. We're no longer blocking the fire alarm sensors and things up there. So yes, it alleviated some of that, but just going up, having some stuff off-site is just not possible. There's only so far you can take stuff. So. But yeah, any other questions for us?
What does the year bring for you? You know, I know there's going to be some improvements at the library, you know, through budget, you know, there's some thing changes. Can you pass on, you know, what changes, what improvements that you are expecting this year?
So this year, it's a little difficult to speak to right now. We had an unfortunate staffing issue that we're trying to work through. Our youth services librarian had a heart attack on Friday, is in the hospital. So I'm going to be honest with you. it's a little hard to speak to because prior to Friday, we had great schemes and dreams, and this was going to be our biggest summer reading program yet. We had raised the most funds we've ever raised from the community. So we had big plans, and we will see what we can achieve and do.
Okay.
That's where I'm at on that.
New cabinets? You're getting new cabinetry?
Yes, that is also. Cabinets are getting installed the 23rd of this month. So we'll hopefully be able to rearrange and take advantage of some better organization in the back room, which will be very nice. So thank you.
Heidi, the funds that you guys raise at your books, at the book sale,
mm-hmm.
do those just go back into a general fund that you guys use to purchase?
So those are the Friends funds, and the Friends run under the foundation. And so if you look at the report, you can see things that we've used Friends funding for and foundation funding for. They sponsor a lot of the programs that we don't have in our budget to do.
Okay.
So a lot of our, so like the Anti-Valentine's Day party, which is about a $200 to $250 event, they cover all the cost for that. They cover the
our mini art gallery.
Thank you.
Going on right now. They've covered all the expenses of those as well.
Okay. So they offset a lot of that. And so, yeah, those funds do come back into the library for the needs that we have.
Okay. Thank you.
The last question I had, you know, you talked about the increase in prices for new books, and I assume audiobooks probably cost them more too. Mm-hmm. So, like pre-pandemic to now,
so,
what percentage of
pre-pandemic
increase
we could
seen?
Get a book on CD set for $40.
Okay.
Books on CDs are kind of going away. We're now replacing them with built-in MP3 players or just a downloadable file. MP3 players are anywhere between $79.99 and $129.99 a book. Downloadable audiobooks are $80 to $140 a book.
Okay, so we're seeing almost double pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it is quite extreme, but I understand as technology evolves, obviously the cost of creating an MP3 player versus a CD is a little different, but yeah, it's even online books. We were able there for a while to get 2 years of renting a book at $30 a book, and now we're back to paying $70 to $80 for an ebook.
And even with an ebook, only one person can check out at a time.
They're called one count, one user.
Yep.
If we wanted to do all open, there's there's no budget that will allow us to do it. But yeah.
I think that's important as we as council know that, because, you know, when budget comes, it's like, what do you mean, 25% increase, you know, for operating expenses, you know, for purchasing new material, you know, kind of know why.
Yeah.
So just wanted to make sure everyone was aware of some of the price increases that you're seeing and how it affects come budget time.
Thank you. All right.
Can you mention who your other board members are, other than Kim being your president? Sorry, I had to put you on the spot.
Amy Bloomquist, Marlon Brink.
Molly.
Molly Young.
Marilyn.
Marilyn Watts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
And Marilyn, she's been on.
Yes, she's been on for 12 years.
She will rotate off.
She's now going to be off.
And the rest of you are a little newer to the.
Yes.
Board.
Kim is in her second term with us. She's probably our second longest term.
Okay.
So far.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Any other questions for Heather, the board?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me 1 second. I was down at your report and trying to get back up. Okay. Item number 6, the action on the request of Anthony Cantrell. On behalf of the Wayne High School, in conjunction with Everon, which is short for the Electric Vehicle Energy Research of Nebraska, to close off East 10th Street, 200 feet east of Angel Avenue, to Hillside Drive on Saturday, May 6th from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. for the 2023 Howard Drive State Championship, and to have the city provide portable restrooms. And Anthony Cantrell.
Tori Cantrell, 1210 Douglas Street. Annual request, we've had this request for 2 decades, I think, now. So just formality at this point. But basically, we're going to host or plan to host the state event here once again. And to do so, we just need to close that section of the street. We race on that portion of the street back up into the parking lot there at the bank and then back circle back into the street. Also asking for just portable restrooms to put in the corner of Praise Assembly of God. There's a parking lot, and then if the city would be generous enough to sweep the street there on 10th Street, not the parking lot, just the street there, just the rocks and stuff from snow removal and things of that nature, just helps us out a little bit. So.
Are you asking anything more than what the city has done in the past?
The only thing I'm asking more this year is just the street sweep.
Okay.
And I think they've done it.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just I'm formally asking this time instead of.
Okay. You've had plenty of restrooms?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Plenty of restroom facilities, and yeah, the space is more than sufficient for our needs. And yeah, so like I said, the only additional is just the street sweeping. So.
Okay. We'll make note of that and make sure the street department's well aware of it.
That Wednesday's graduation day?
It is, yeah. Yeah, we've done it on the same day before. Yeah, the last time it was that day it poured, so hopefully it doesn't do that again.
Well, if it does, it's okay too.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. So that was quite the adventure. So.
I'll move to approve the action on the request of Anthony Cantrell on behalf of the Wayne High School in conjunction with Everon. To close off East 10th Street, 200 feet east of Angel Avenue to Hillside Drive on Saturday, May 6th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. for the 2023 Power Drive State Championship, and to have the city provide portable restrooms and the street sweeping as indicated.
Second. We have motion and second. Any other discussion? Roll call. And I will vote yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Next up is the report and update on the Wayne America Flying event, which is starting May 26th and May 28th from Travis Meyer, who is the chair of the Wayne Airport Authority Board. And Travis Meyer is here to speak.
I'm Travis Meyer, 1204 Crescent Drive. Yeah, our event is coming up Memorial Day weekend. It is 26th through the 28th. We're gearing up. Last year was not as pleasant as we were planning. And after a lot of discussion among the aviation community and airports around, we could have said, no, you can't stop. This needs to happen. So we got our team Wayne back together, and we're full speed ahead and planning this year's event. Big difference this year, last year, the first 2 years was just the STOL drag portion, the airplane drag racing, which is very independent. And so there were a lot of delays and waiting on the wind and stuff. This year we partnered with National STOL. They are a national organization that does just short takeoff and landings, and that can happen in up to 25 knot winds. So much more conducive to actually putting on a show in the afternoon in Wayne, Nebraska. Into the direct in the direction of the wind, and it works. They live stream their event, so it's seen worldwide if you want to do it. And they partner. They have never been at the same event as STOL Drag. There are egos involved with aviation, and they both kind of thought they were better than the other. Mm-hmm. And this year we are so far the one and only place that they are actually joining up and doing both events at the same location, which is a huge thing in the aviation world, because the same pilot that's flying National STOL and then the next week flies over here to do the STOL Drag, and then they go over, they're at the same place. So we give them 2 hour window to modify their plane, change it up a little bit, and they can go from National STOL to STOL Drag, and they're thrilled. So that's also bringing more pilots to Wayne, because it is a joint effort. That's one of the big changes as we progress this year. Numbers wise, it's hard to say. Sales, ticket sales actually go online this week. And if you follow the chatter and you follow the social media comments and everything, last year we were trending up, and this year we're even higher. I hate to say sometimes bad news also creates news. So there are more and more people that have shown interest in are coming to Wayne. First 2 years we had 26 competitors. This year the number is being thrown around is right around 52. So bigger crowds, and so we're planning for that and moving that direction. That's and a quick update on the fly-in. We also are adding a few more things throughout the event for throughout the day. Car show on Saturday from 9 to 1. Sunday we're actually having a regional cornhole competition, which is a real thing. I mean, there's like, it's a national cornhole thing. So they're coming up having that's also being live streamed. So that's another splash for Wayne. And then one cool thing too, Thursday night, the Majestic is going to be coming out and showing, we're 99% sure it's going to be Maverick mm-hmm. on the side of the hangar out there, so it's kind of a fly-in event. And that is free. The Wayne State College is sponsoring that, so we're not charging for that, so anybody can come out and watch that. And then there's entertainment Friday night, Saturday night. And then Sunday night is a big band party dance out there. So I could talk forever. I won't, Wes. But that's kind of a quick shot of that. One thing I would, just on the airport side, an update for the council. We are in the design phase of adding 2 corporate hangars out to the airport. So airport-wise, away from this, we are growing and putting more money in, and that should free up a few more hangars, so then we can actually get some people that are on our waiting list into hangars and generate revenue for rent that way.
Where at, Travis? Can you kind of point out?
So the 100 by 100, right to the east. Yep, right there. Okay, so just straight to the west. So right there is where the 62, there's 60 by 80. There'll be one building that's split in half, basically paralleling or facing that other hangar to the west. And these are designed for more of a corporate style tenant. We will have plumbing, roughed in, but if they want to actually finish it, that's going to be on them. And so, like I said, it'll free up a few of the other hangers that we have, snow and snow plow, tractor, or stuff like that, shuffle some stuff around, and we should gain at least two or three more just regular T hangar tenants, but then the corporate will get filled also. And we have had some interest in it on other higher end clients. And it's one of those things where, well, if you don't have the space, there really is no space to put them. And so with the taxiways being done, runways being done, improvements all along those lines, this is kind of the next thing in the 5, 10, 15 year plan for the airport. The other thing on back to the fly-in, so you see where the airplanes are parked. Les, we pull up the other map. So last year when people were pulling in, where it says camping on the west side there, that was car parking. As campers were pulling in, these are big, nice campers that like you sit on top of and like watch stuff. And it really was looking like, if you want to drag that down a little to the right, kind of like a NASCAR infield. And we said, we need to get those people closer to the actual races. And so we flip-flopped that this year. So now camping is where it's drawn on here, and car parking will be further out, yep, there. Mm. So we're getting the people staying closer to the action, and it really was kind of that NASCAR infield look, feel to it. And I think that's will benefit some of it. We're in the works of a Black Hawk helicopter coming. I'm sure the State Patrol helicopter will show up at some point on it throughout the event. Lots of different schedules will be coming out once they're nailed down. But the airport's going to stay open more so we can actually get more flying, people going in and out, not closing it down. And you can only come in between this window. We're really trying to keep it.
Is this the correct Wayne America fly-in?
Wayne America fly-in, that is the information Facebook will be on. And the site, and sponsors are being put up on there as we get them more and more coming in. On the sponsor side, it was kind of, so now that we've, some of the sponsors in the years past right there were like $2,000, $2,500 sponsors. And this year, literally when we say National Stole and Stole Drag are coming, their sponsorship doubled. So they're now writing $5,000 checks to us, which it costs more to bring double the entertainment in, but that kind of shows that the people in that world kind of understand what's going on, and it's a big deal.
Cool.
Any questions before I just keep rambling?
Are you needing volunteers?
Oh, Lord, Terry, yes. volunteer, yeah. Events like this absolutely do not go on without volunteers, and we're reaching out statewide, local, anybody. Yes, we need volunteers, even scouts. We could probably, at some point, somewhere out there, utilize them. Absolutely. The area that we get a little, we get specific on is when a plane comes in and lands, you need people marshalling that plane. And sometimes if it's windy, you need wing walkers actually that are kind of walking it. We're not going to throw people onto that don't know how to behave around spinning props, because that's a bad situation. So everybody else, yes, we need sponsors. Trash cleanup, can collection, gate, kind of security. I mean, yes, there's huge demand. So if anybody's got a name or at all interested, contact myself. Terry's on Team Lane, Andrea's on Team Lane, and we will absolutely plug you in somewhere. And if you have a camper that you want to rent out over the weekend, it will get rented. And that's already happened on a few of them that I already know. So.
And or quad side by sides.
Yep. So. So yeah, that's a quick shot into the fly-in. It'll be here sooner than we know it. Mm-hmm. I would kind of like some sun, but a little rain. rain right now, is it okay?
Any other questions for Travis? All right, thanks for coming in, Travis.
Thank you.
All right, agenda item number 8, action on the special designated liquor permit for the Wayne Airport Authority on May 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th of 2023 for the Wayne America Flying Event, and Andrea Henderson is here to speak.
Andrea Henderson, 1306 Meadow Lane. We're pretty much asking the exact same thing as we've asked in the years past. We are looking for Thursday through Sunday. Thursday is that movie, so we'll have some beer available during that, and then I think we may have a steak dinner for the pilots. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll have our same, I don't have the full setup, but we will have very similar bars available during the events for spectators and things like that. That will be purely, like we've always done in the past, straight beer. The only difference, we are again asking for wine and distilled spirits on our license. The only difference being this year, we haven't totally hashed it out. We would like to possibly be able to have some limited happy hours where we can serve alcohol to like the pilot groups. Not available for spectators, just more during that time. What we're finding is at night, when the pilots are our primary group, we're losing out on a lot. Because rather than, you know, you think, well, the beer's here, they'll just buy a beer. No, they won't. They're going to go over to their camper and get their mixed drink and come back and drink it. If we'd have made the mixed drink for them, they'd have paid for it, had no problem with it. So we are looking at possibly, we would like to maybe offer a couple limited items just during, again, those times. We wouldn't want them during spectator, per se, you know, that 12 to whatever. It would be the more late night if we did get into that. But otherwise, everything's pretty much the same. We haven't had any issues, and we'd pretty much just be running everything the same on it.
Okay. Any questions for Andrea? And if there aren't any, I will entertain a motion.
I'll move to approve the action on the special designated liquor permit for the Wayne Airport Authority May 25th through 28th. 2023 for the Wayne America fly-in event.
I will second.
So we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? And roll call. And I will vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Agenda item number 9, the action on liquor license manager application of Christopher Seek for Casey's Retail Company, Casey's 2738. And it appears that Chris was unable to make it. I don't know if anyone of you had a chance to look through the liquor license. It's pretty much like every other liquor license that we get. So if there aren't any questions, I will again entertain a motion.
Is he just like replacing someone? So now he has to have a liquor license in his name?
I think every year they have to be renewed or a certain amount of time. But
sure.
If it does change ownership, then they have to go through the whole liquor license process.
That's my
Marlon, have you had any, do you have any reservations or Casey's in general has been okay?
We haven't had any issues with Casey's. I think, just from the question that Brittany just asked, this is a district manager that's not even here.
He lives in Omaha, I believe.
Yeah, so he's seldom here. It's just that he's the one responsible to oversee what goes on in the store.
Something happens.
I would assume his name is on several liquor licenses.
No
doubt.
So, thanks, Marlon.
I'll move to approve the action on the liquor license manager application of Christopher Seek for Casey's Retail Company.
Second.
Motion second. Any discussion? And roll call. And I will vote yes. Agenda item number 10, resolution 2023-19, approving community-wide blanket construction permit agreement between the City of Wayne and Black Hills Nebraska Gas, LLC, doing business as Black Hills Energy.
Mm-hmm. And his boss, he said.
Mike Bobos was planning to be here. Is not here.
So this is something that they have came before us.
We've done twice, two other times. Yeah. So, got a map here. If you want to look at, maybe if it rotates, of where they're planning to. It's the southwest quadrant of town. Is their next stop. So, as you've seen in the last couple of years, it's messy. I mean, it's messy. So the purpose of the blanket permit versus the regular permitting by the city is we permit like two blocks at a time. Normally, when we do right-of-way permits, we did this with American Broadband as well, and Allo. So they don't want to come in every time they have to do two blocks at a time to permit. They want to be able to do a larger area because sometimes they're doing more than two blocks. And so that's what we've done the last couple of years with some of the larger projects. So they don't have to stop and come in every two blocks and get a new permit. We still look at every block, and they still have to follow up with cleanup and all that kind of stuff. It does save them a little money as well because instead of paying a permit for every couple blocks, they're paying a blanket of $1,000. That actually went up a little bit. I think it was $600 the first time we did it, mm-hmm. because Joel wanted to cover for the rock to go back in the alleys because we want to do that ourselves. And so he said that's covering the cost of the rock to put back. So, yeah, I apologize. Mike's not here, or somebody from Black Hills. So you can either choose to approve it or deny it, of course, or you can wait and until they're here if you have questions for them.
We had any concerns with previous work?
No. The only issue with Black Hills that I know of was down by St. Mary's School. That was open for a long time. That's the only thing I know of that was a little frustrating. And it wasn't Black Hills proper. It was their subcontractor. But they took care of it. It was just a matter of staying on them. But it's nice when you have that local connection that you can just yell at Mike if you have an issue. Just go to Mike for it. So, but no, otherwise, I haven't heard any problems with Black Hills. InfraSource is who they use. So that's what you see vehicles around. It's InfraSource, not Black Hills proper.
I'll introduce resolution 2023-19 and move for approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. And I will vote yes. Number 11, ordinance 2023-1. This is the third and final reading of amending Wayne Municipal Code Title 3, Administration Chapter 37, Taxation Relating to Sales and Use Tax, extending the imposition of 1.5% sales and use tax upon the same transactions within the city of Wayne upon which the state of Nebraska is authorized to impose a tax. And like I said, this is third and final reading.
So this ordinance and next one have to do with the sales tax that was passed in spring of 22. We're ahead of the game. It has to be done sometime in 24, but we want to get the paperwork off the desk mm-hmm. and get it to the state so we don't have to worry about it. If you remember, this one is the one that had some language issues the first reading that was corrected on second reading. So this is the same as the second reading with the better, the proper language, I should say. There are some percentages that were off. Mm-hmm. So no other changes have been made to it.
I'll move to approve ordinance 2023-1.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. And I will vote yes. Agenda item number 12, ordinance 2023-2, amending Wayne Municipal Code Title 3, Administration, Chapter 38, Economic Development Program to describe the terms, conditions, and goals of said economic development program, to establish the duration of said economic development program, to provide for years for collection of funds, to provide for a source of funds, to provide for a total amount to be collected, and to repeal conflicting ordinances and to provide for an effective date of this ordinance. And this is also the third and final reading.
And this is the LB 840 side of the sales tax for economic development.
No changes from second reading to this reading?
Or first, second and third have been the exact same.
Make a motion to introduce ordinance 2023-2.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Roll call. And I will vote yes. Item number 13, action on application for payment number 6 in the amount of $19,566 to OCC Builders LLC for the Freedom Park Trailhead Project. Since Jill is not here, you have anything to add, Wes? What the work was completed?
On this one, I don't exactly know, other than I know they're working. You can visually see they've done some posts outside. Mm-hmm. They've got it all secured, like curing. Today they were inside working. I think they will now a little bit with weather until it gets nicer. But it's been slow, and you can tell by their payments are lots of payments and not a very much, because they haven't been doing a whole lot yet. But it's definitely taking shape inside now. You can see all the windows are in. They got the bathroom door on the outside now done. So I would think in the next couple months you're really going to see it taken off. I don't have a final date of when they think they'll be done, but
either way, we're seeing progress.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely recommend you approving the payout.
Do you know what their plan is for those exterior? They put announcements in those things. They look horrible.
I think those come off, and I think he has a new one ordered that's going to be. Didn't he say it's going to be actually towards the street? Jill's been ordering some
things. Okay, gotcha. Because I think they're, if I remember right, they are, they're not flat on that.
No,
I think they're built in.
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Now, the outside, this project, Adi was not contracted to do anything to the outside. So we're going to have to make some modifications to that, because you're not going to leave it the way it is.
Okay.
We're going to have to do some things. Gotcha. Whether that be, are you going to paint the brick? Are you going to put a stucco of some kind on it? What are you going to do with it? I don't know. We'll leave that up to Jill to decide as the architect.
Don't let her paint the brick.
I don't know what she'll do. I don't know what she'll want
to
do.
Maintain it the rest of your life then.
So, but yeah, those boards need to go.
Probably lose that one too. Jill. I'll move to approve the action on application for payment number 6 in the amount of $19,566 to OCC Builders LLC for the Freedom Park Trailhead Project.
Second.
Motion is second. Any discussion? Roll call. And I will vote yes. Number 14, a resolution 2023-20 approving renewable energy certificate purchase and sale agreement between City of Wayne and STX Commodities LLC. Sounds like Wes knows all about that.
Actually, Amy, did you want to? This is, I joke because it's kind of complicated stuff. So what this is, you haven't seen this before, because Big Rivers Energy Corporation, right, that we get our power from, they took care of all this for us. There's new regulations, and they're out of Kentucky. So there's new regulations that they can no longer be our participant, and so we have to be our own. And so this is simply just the sale of renewable energy credits for 2022. That's all you're doing here. It's a one-time transaction, but they want it in this agreement. It is renewable energy credits are coming from our wind farm, or our wind farm. We have a wind turbine down by Blue Hill, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. There's an appendix that's showing kind of what the cost is or what we're going to get. It's about $20,000 by selling these renewable energy credits. And we spend a little over $1,000 a quarter to have them manage things. So it's expensive to have them do, but it's like it's money that's going to go into the utility fund. For this. I think going forward, I don't know if I'll have this company. We may still sell this company, but Dave Peterson, who we've contracted with JEO to do some things with power plant, substations, things like that, he can do the same type of thing for us. So to have that local person to explain things to us probably a little better than going this route. But for this, to get these things sold in the next week, we need this agreement. And all it is that we're allowing them to sell at the price indicated, which, like I said, is going to be probably about 20 grand total for 2022. And I had Amy looked over the agreement, and it's what ASUS, a lot of terminology. Okay, ASUS, who manages stuff for Big Rivers, ASUS is the one that had been doing this for us, and ASUS made some changes or suggested changes to the agreement, and I had Big Rivers look at it, and everybody said that we should approve it the way it is. So, and again, I had Amy look at it. She's not an expert in renewable energy credits, but she did the best she could with it. So
I looked at the legal terms.
Yeah.
That part. I mean, it's a one-time thing. It's not like
you had said one of the things you had issue with was if something went south on this, we'd have to sue them in the state of New York. But we would have had to have before if, or in the state of Kentucky, because that's who was.
If that's what the previous one said, and the fact that it's a one-time deal, as long as you get your money in there, your wind energy, there's really no issue.
And then, like I said, I'd like Dave Peterson with JEO to help us do the next part, and I think we'll get even a better deal on it. I think we'll get higher rates on it because he knows what he's doing, and I have no idea what I'm doing with it.
Wes, since you brought up Big Rivers, how many more years do we have left for this contract?
Big Rivers expires December 31st of 26.
Okay.
We need to give them notice if we're not going to continue on by the end of this calendar year. So actually, Jeff, Tim, and I met with Dave Peterson today and talked about, because we've contracted him to look at, you know, power plant stuff and what are we going to do next. And so that's progressing.
So serious discussions ahead for this year.
Yep, I'm going to suggest we have like a work session or a workshop with just a couple council members, maybe on like a committee that like electricity, and then have more of a, at our May retreat, if the mayor approves of it, to have more of a discussion on, a full council discussion on what we're doing, and Dave could come and present and that type of thing. Dave's really good because he doesn't talk over your head like a lot of consultants in the electric world do, because not many people understand it. Mm-hmm. And he does a really good job of bringing it down to the basic level. So, any questions?
Any other questions for Wes or Amy?
Move to approve resolution 2023-20, approving renewable energy certificate purchases for sale agreement between the City of Wayne and STX Commodities LLC.
Second.
We have motion and second. Any other discussion? And roll call. And I will vote yes. And we are adjourned.
Good meeting to come to, guys.
2 months. That was so faster than I thought it would be.
Right? Yeah. That was great.
This
chair should have furnished on this arm. Nothing controversial.
Yeah.
No, I'm leaking everywhere.
Go pen. You want a pen?
Sure.
Got another one, huh? Yeah. Like 5 hours ago.
So do I.